Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will replace George Santos? The special election is February 13th, but early voting starts Saturday. Newsline spoke with former Nassau County Executive Laura Kern about the race.
Let's talk a little bit about the candidates. First of all, the known commodity, if you will, former Representative Tom Suozzi running as a Democrat. What else do we know about him?
Well, I've known him personally for 20 years. He is a known quantity here on Long Island, and he's really seen as a common sense, moderate Democrat. And, you know, it's a tough race because we've seen Republicans win on Long Island over the last few election cycles, because the talking points that might not work so much in other parts of the country, the Republican talking points really work well here. And so Tom is working hard to get the message out that he is the moderate. He is not the one who is necessarily the party puppet. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, are people so locked into voting R and D, or do they actually look at the individual candidates?
Okay, I want to get into the R candidate in a moment, Laura. But first, you mentioned Republican talking points, such as?
Well, the migrant crisis is a very big issue here, as it is in the rest of the country, and crime. And, you know, I will say on Tom's behalf that he has been very good on both of those issues. And when he was in Congress last time, before he left to primary Kathy Hochul, which we all know how that went, he worked really hard with Republicans in Congress to come up with viable solutions. And, you know, as these conversations are continuing in Washington now, I really, you know, this is my personal opinion now, it's important that we have someone who can actually reach across the aisle, go beyond the talking points, and not worry about angering people in their own party. And we have too many people in on both parties who are reluctant to do just that.
Okay, let's focus for a moment on the Republican challenger, legislator Mazi Pilip, Ethiopian-born local legislator, a mom of, oh gosh, I forget how many kids, but a really compelling biography for her. Is she pitching herself as a tough-on-crime, clean-up-the-migrant-crisis candidate?
Yes, those are the two themes that she is hitting hard. If you live on Long Island in Nassau County, you've seen the ads going back and forth. The thing about Mazi Pilip, which is interesting, is that she beat a Democratic legislator in a district that has been a Democratic district for a very long time in the county legislature. Now, that's gone red. And so, you know, the talking points worked in her election for legislature, and now we're going to see if they work in the race for Congress. But she is an unknown quantity. You know, you talk to people, she's new on the scene. People know Tom, they know him well. But the thing that I'm watching is the party more important than the candidate here on Long Island? And I think we've seen in the past few election cycles, it is. But if there is a Democratic candidate to kind of buck that, that would be Tom Suozzi.
You know what I'm wondering, Laura, is with the George Santos debacle, how carefully did they vet Mazi Pilip? I mean, there's still fingers being pointed about the Santos thing.
That's a great question. And I know the Republican Party worked hard to vet their candidates. There were maybe a dozen who were interested or talked about running. They settled on her, and I imagine they did extensive background checks. But, you know, as always, as someone runs, there are some inconsistencies with the financial disclosures. You know, there are some issues that are raised. But I got to think the Republican Party did not want to get the same amount of egg on their face in this race. And so they've done the vetting that they felt they were comfortable with.
Yeah, interesting. Both candidates positioning themselves as strong supporters of Israel. I believe they appeared at a rally together over the weekend, but they obviously have their differences. And as we say, the early voting is set to begin on Saturday. Who has the edge in the polls, Laura, before we go?
The last polling I've seen, Tom has a slight edge, but it's within the margin of error. So this is a turnout race. Whoever can turn out their voters is the winner. It's as simple as that.
All right. Great to have you here. Hope to chat with you again sometime soon. Former Nassau County Executive Laura Kern, host of the Cut to the Chase podcast.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You. a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.